The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded. The following program is sponsored by the Bible League. It's time now for the Drive Home with Greg Seltz on WAVA. From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, today's Drive Home is made possible by our good friends at Passport Automotive Group, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. As well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all which are ready right now to serve your auto needs. So if you are considering the purchase of a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. You can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. And now, here's Dr. Gregory Seltz for your driving pleasure on WAVA.
And good day, Washington, D.C. Hello and welcome to The Drive Home. I'm Greg Seltz, glad to be part of your day, bringing you news you can use, truth that can transform your life, and always dealing with the reality of the world as it is, with the wisdom that only comes from God's Word and the strength that only comes from His gospel, good news of grace, forgiveness, and peace in Jesus. And, you know, what a program we have again for you today, because like we said before, this is one of those programs where you can act on what you hear the minute you hear them. And I'm going to tell you, the testimonies that you're going to hear all throughout the next 2 hours are going to be a blessing to you. We're going to help connect believers who know Jesus Christ by grace through faith but don't have a Bible in their hands. We're going to help out and take care of that in just a minute. But here to talk about this wonderful work that is happening with the Bible League International is Michael Woolworth, the Senior Director of the Broadcast Media. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Greg, great to be with you on Monday, Thursday, during this Holy Week. And, Greg, you and I have become acquainted in recent weeks, and we've seen the meter move, if you will, the WAVA listening family. Greg, are they not amazing? I mean, they don't merely tune in and say, okay, that is an interesting story, or yeah, what a difficult part of the world to live out your faith. They get involved, and we've sat together as two ministries, as we've done every spring, every fall, for 30 years, 30 of our 86 years, Greg, and this listening family is through every single time. We never take that for granted. We know that you and other hosts, you know, call them, to live out who they are in Jesus every single day. And then days like this are really just an opportunity to put that faith into action. Here's where we are. We set a goal to bless nearly 7,000 Bibleist believers. These are men and women, teenagers in some cases, who live without the Bible. Corrupt governments, majority religions, poverty, remoteness, there's other factors. But the commonality is they go without what is so basic to the Christian faith, and right, that is having a Bible. So we said, hey, can we bless 7,000? We can't take care of millions that are without Bibles. Can we do it for 7,000? And so here's where we are today as we come into this Monday, Thursday show, Greg. Well, your listeners have taken care of 5,000. With generous giving from Passport Auto and others in this listening family, we're at 5,000 Bibles. We've taken care of God's Word for 5,000 Bibleist believers in the regions of Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America. And so we are, if my math is correct, that's about 70% of the way, 75% of the way to our goal. We need Let's to wrap up soon. This campaign won't last forever, so I'd love to take advantage of this week. I know our hearts are with the bridge collapse there in Baltimore. You know what's happening in the Middle East. Your thoughts are on worshiping and observing this Holy Week. Worshiping the Lord, observing this Holy Week, and so we want to just begin share some stories. Greg, my prayer is that these couple of hours together will be an encouragement to you and your listeners. Why? Because we pray the gospel would take grip all over the world, and I can tell you it is. And at Bible League, we have a great joy of being able to share these stories. So again, we've got 1,900 Bibles to go, 5,000 on their way. Actually, let me correct that, 1,700 to go. And Greg, I believe we can get there by the time we wrap up our show today. Yeah. You've got this audio cut from a pastor by the name of Ming. He is in Vietnam. If you want to share this, we'll come back and jump into our stories.
When I got the Bible, I really love to read. So when I received Bible from the church, and I really love to read and read it again and research. And because of those reading, that God is really placed in my heart.
You know, it's amazing, Greg, when you hear these. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, Ming is he's about 70. He's a former Buddhist. There was a time when he would assault Christians. Can you believe that? As a Buddhist there in Vietnam. But God gripped his heart. He is now on staff with a small church there in Vietnam, which is a communist-run country. Difficult place to live out your faith, but he has led about 30 to Christ. He's praying for Bibles for those new believers. But that's the work that our God is doing in his world through his word, and we get to be a part of it today, Greg.
Well, you know, as I was just thinking about that, and again, a blessing to all of you. This is Holy Week, so a special blessing we share with you. But, you know, tonight is Maundy Thursday. On the night when he was betrayed, he still went to the cross for us. And at the end of the book of John, it says, "These things are written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing you may have life in his name." It is amazing for us to think about people who do not have a Bible in their hands. So they've heard the message. They've come to faith. Let's strengthen them by putting that Bible in their hands. And do that, folks. $5 sends one Bible in the language of the receiver. Again, $20 Bibles, $100. 100 Bibles, $500. And we'd like to get to that 1,700 today. You can do that. Just call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-YES-WORD. Or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. Tell us a little bit more about this ministry that's been doing this for 87 years.
Yeah, Lee, explain how this unfolds around the world. Doesn't matter where it's at around the globe, Greg. It kind of follows a familiar picture. And let me take you only miles from the conflict in the Middle East. And as I do that, let me just say thanks to Rob from Tyson's Corner. He said, "I'm in for 20 Bibles. Miriam of Crofton, Maryland, she said, "I'm in for 30. David of Wheaton, he said, "I'm in for 12. And so there's three right there that are keeping us moving today, Greg. Yeah, this is year number 86. For Bible League, and we engage people in the Word of God all over the world and only miles from the conflict. Greg, I was in that part of the world not too long ago. I met 14-year-old Ahmed, a Syrian refugee. His dad died fighting for ISIS. That tells you that was a radicalized family. His mother had been denied an education. She couldn't read. She couldn't write. So she couldn't read a government form. She could not even read a recipe. But Greg, there was a small evangelical church only miles from a very large Syrian refugee camp that simply wanted to be a blessing to those that would integrate into the community. And they used a program from Bible League that we developed probably 4 decades ago. As we've engaged people in the world, we find out they can't read. You've got another problem. So we created a program that gives the gift of literacy. And as people are learning forms and letters and words in their native language, they're also being introduced to Jesus, because the Bible is the source of the reading assignments. So there's Christians that lead that program. And Ahmed's mother was one of those in this program. And long story short, she not only became literate, being able to read and write in the Arabic language, but Greg, she also became spiritually literate. She was introduced to Jesus, and in grateful response for those Christian women pouring themselves into her, she would lead her children to Christ. 7 of those 8 kids came to Jesus, but not number 8. Who was number 8? That was Ahmed. By this time, he had sold out to violent Islam. He had come under the influence of a violent imam, they had picked a place, the time, where he would essentially become a jihadist, a suicide bomber, would kill himself, others in the process. When his mother found out about this, I can tell you as a new believer, she prayed nonstop for her son's salvation. And when it came, the radicals that he hung around with, they beat him nearly to death, said, "We're going to find you and finish the job." The family fled literally in the middle of the night with only the shirts on their back. Greg, when we caught up with them several villages over, a place of safety, I was able to sit with young Ahmed. I said, "Ahmed, what's your Bible mean to you?" He had an Arabic language Bible. He said, "Michael, I can go here where Jesus says, they'll hate you because they hated me first." He said, "Here where Paul writes, persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed." And then back to the Great Commission, he said, "Jesus says, I'm with you always." Greg, I'm thinking of 14 years of age. I'm peddling baseball cards downstate Illinois, right, where I grew up. But here's a boy, a Syrian refugee with a bounty on his head, right, because they were radicals that said, "We're going to find you and finish the job." And yet he was squarely focused on Jesus. And listen, the pastors and the evangelists around us, they said, "He's the real deal." He said, he's led about 100 young men to Christ between the ages of 10 and 20. Again, those that had been singled out because they're refugees, they're promised a financial incentive if they'll become jihadist. And Greg, since I've gotten back to the States and I've continued to follow the story, I found out that another 200 have come to Christ. So there's another 200 Bibles needed right now in the Middle East, only miles from the conflict. And so the way this works is that this young man, Ahmed, would invite people, along with others in his evangelical church, come learn about Jesus week after week. Come learn about Jesus through a Bible study from Bible League. And then at the end of that, as they say, "I want to follow Jesus," we're there to provide them a Bible in their own language at a level they can understand. And so, WAVA listeners, what you're doing today is helping us make good on this promise to give them a Bible in their own language. And again, Greg, for many listeners, I'm sure they've been following the conflict in the Middle East, and they've been praying, "Lord, I want to do something. I want to help those in that part of the world." Perhaps this is your opportunity today. And Greg, I don't come with answers to all the geopolitical issues that face that part of the world, but I tell you, as we apply the hope of the gospel, we see lives totally transformed. There's a need for 200 Bibles. It's all part of our final 1,900 that we're trying to get on their way in this Easter week.
Well, folks, you know, you can be part of that. $5 sends one Bible in the language of the receiver, ongoing discipleship, connection to a local evangelical church, training in Christ, you know, 20 Bibles, $100. How about 100 Bibles, $500? Take care of this thing. Be part of the Monday, Thursday expression of our faith as we receive from the Lord tonight, but we can give to others today. So all you have to do right now, call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-YES-WORD, or click on the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. We'll be back right after this, because we're going to take care of the 1700 today. That's what we're going to do. We're going to pray about that. Lord, allow us to get this done today, because it'll be in the hands of people who can't wait to read it this Eastertide. I'm Greg Seltz. This is The Drive Home.
You know a great way to celebrate Christ's resurrection? Search for eggs.
For WAVA, here's Family Life Blended's Ron Deal.
Okay, is it just me, or is there a little disconnect there? What do eggs have to do with Easter? Well, long ago, the egg became a symbol of the tomb of Jesus. The outer shell hid the fact that there was life going on inside. And just as a bird eventually emerges from an egg, Jesus rose from the dead and broke out of the tomb. This weekend, go ahead, color eggs, but be sure to tell the kids about the resurrection power of Christ that is available to help us overcome our tomb of sin and imperfection. In John 11, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. In this, we hope." For Family Life Blended, I'm Ron Deal.
To find out more, visit FamilyLifeBlended.com.
Do you want certainty your home will sell without feeling stuck with two homes? Do you want the comfort of knowing your home is sold and you can move forward with the next step of your life? Wouldn't it be great if you can be guaranteed your home will sell without even having to list it and at the same time getting top dollar? This is Gregory Seltz of WAVA 105.1, and this is all possible through Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds Empower Home Team with Keller Williams Sell With Certainty Program. My friends and realtors Debbie and Sarah will give you the satisfaction and comfort of a guaranteed home sale knowing you didn't leave any money on the table. In the last 12 months, Debbie and Sarah have been able to help over 650 families sell their home, all while netting them $30,500 more on average. So call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds for a guaranteed home sale now. 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD. Or visit sellwithcertaintydmv.com. That's sellwithcertaintydmv.com to empower your home sale today.
Another happy AActionHomeServices.com customer.
I mean, there's like no comparison. It's like, oh, do I shop at Walmart or do I shop at Nordstrom? You guys are just on a completely different level. I'm saying this because I really do appreciate the customer service. He was excellent.
I'm so very happy to hear that. I will definitely let the general manager know as well.
Okay. Thank you, Norm. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Problem solved.
When you hear someone say,
I just lied to the insurance company and they paid me.
What they're really saying is,
give me $1,000 of your hard-earned money.
Because insurance fraud costs you and every Virginian an extra $1,000 a year in premiums. But if you report them, you can help stamp out fraud and you could get up to $25,000 in reward money. Go to stampoutfraud.com to submit a confidential tip.
Or I could keep robbing you.
A message from the Virginia State Police.
Welcome back. This is The Drive Home. I'm Dr. Gregory Seltz. Great to be here with you today. And we're doing something special for those who have faith in Jesus Christ but no Bible in their hands. We're going to put a Bible in their hands. I love this story that you told, Michael, about the founder, William Chapman, last time. And, you know, he buys these Bibles and he literally goes to the door, knocks on the door and says, if you'll read it, I'll give this to you. Well, we're talking about people who not only want to read it, they already believe in Jesus, and this would even strengthen their faith. And $5 buys one Bible, and on. 20 Bibles, $100. 100 Bibles, $500. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673, or click on the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. This is an incredible ministry, and these are people who are hungering to read it for themselves, aren't they, Michael?
Well, you know, on that premise, what William and Betty Chapman agreed
right.
to, which was what? In faithful obedience to the Lord, they began, again, engaging people in the Word of God. And in their style was to knock on doors in the Chicago, Illinois area. But we've been engaged in the Great Commission all over the world, currently
yes.
in 70 countries. And then, Greg, what I get to do, I have the best job in the world. You know, I take a digital recorder, and I meet with pastors and evangelists, Christians in general. I call them heroes of the faith. All over the world that live out there, you know, who they are in Jesus, I think, in a pretty incredible way. And then I get to come and share these stories with wonderful listening families like the WAVA listening family. You know, we've worked together for this is year number 86 for Bible League. And we've worked together 30 of those years. WAVA has been right there with us. And the result is I wish I had the exact math, but I know it's at least 500,000 Bibleists, believers around the world now have God's Word. They're using those Bibles to make much of Him and to point others to the hope of the gospel. And Greg, this spring, we've set a goal. We want to bless nearly 7,000 Bibleist believers. Listeners, through some wonderful, generous giving from Passport Auto and others in this listening family, we're at 5,000 Bibles. We've taken care of about 70% of that goal. We've got 1,700 to go. Greg, we'd like to get there as quickly as we can. Let me say thanks to John and Gail of North Potomac. They've said we're in for a dozen Bibles. Warren of
Thank
Silver
you.
Spring says, count me in, 20 Bibles. Pamela of Rockville, Maryland says, count me in, I'm in for a dozen Bibles. And then, Greg, each one of those will be double because of the Bible for Bible match. And we have friends at Bible League that are in another part of the country. In addition to what Passport Auto is doing so generously, they've said, you know what, there's an opportunity to take care of a big chunk of believers worldwide who go without what is so basic to the Christian faith. So they've agreed, in an age of inflation, of course, tax season upon us, they've said, we will double every single gift. Greg, they've agreed to do that through 6 o'clock tonight. So by the time we wrap up, they will double every single gift. A couple others to thank. Stephen of Manassas, thank you. 20 Bibles. Dane of Urbana, Maryland said, I'm in for 10. And then Mark thank of Glen Burnie says, I'm in for 7 Bibles. And again, each one of those will be doubled because of the Bible for Bible match. Greg, if you want to let your listeners know how to get involved, I want to come back and take them to the continent of Africa. This is the place where Christianity is growing in the greatest numbers in the world.
Yeah, folks, start with 1, then 10, then 100, and we've been talking about it, up to 500,000, but we're shooting for 7,000 thereabouts today. So $5 sends 1 Bible in the language of the receiver, 20 Bibles, $100, 100 Bibles, $500. All you have to do is call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. We can be part of that solution to bless someone, especially this Easter time right now. All right, Michael, take us to Africa.
Yeah, let me take you to Tanzania, Africa, Greg. This is the Great Rift Valley. I remember this trip very distinctly because we were in a van. There's a highway, and they call it a highway. Really, it looked like a rural country road to me. But, Greg, they put in speed bumps because so many people were being struck and killed on this highway. So one way to alleviate that was to put speed bumps in. The problem is the old tires on that Mitsubishi van didn't hold up that well. So we had a flat tire. Nobody knew how to change it except me. I was overcoming the flu. You talk about a dilemma. But anyway, and there were wild baboons on the side of the road, and the driver said, "Men, do not make eye contact with these wild baboons. They'll take it as a threat." And we said, "What will they do?" They said, "Well, they could actually attack and try to gouge your eyes out." So I said to my colleague, "You hold the wild baboons at bay. I'll get this tire changed, and we'll get to our destination." But anyway, it all worked out. I still got my sight, Greg. But we ended up in this remote village. Greg, I'll never forget the young boy that I met by the name of Barack. What was his story? He was an albino. If you suffer with albinism, you lack pigmentation in your skin, hair, and eyes. And in that part of the world where witchcraft is so prominent, it really is a big score. This is very, very odd. It's a big score if a witch doctor can sacrifice a body part or a corpse of somebody who's an albino. I know that's very, very odd. It won't be more graphic than that. But the story is this. On the way to school one day, a couple of witch doctors cornered this boy, Barack, 12 years of age. They assaulted him, essentially cut off an arm, fingers on the other hand. They took his teeth. They took his tongue. But I like to say they could not take his joy. Even though the father had left the home many years before that, could not deal with the boy's albinism. His mother, Mary, a dear soul, she had a beautiful 16-letter African name. They called her Mary for short. But Mary endeavored years ago to raise her son to know and love Jesus. And Greg, he had no tongue. He used a little whiteboard and would write messages on there for us. Now, I'm not a Swahili speaker. That was his native language. But a pastor who's bilingual is saying, "Oh, Michael, he's given you a word of encouragement. He's just written a Bible verse." But a great joy at 12 years of age. And the story doesn't end there. You know, the boy survived that attack. His mother, with the help of her local evangelical church and the Bible League, would invite people to come learn about Jesus. They use this weekly study that introduces people to Jesus. Greg, it's an inductive nature, so people are, you know, they're posed with a question, okay, if Jesus is saying this, what's he saying about himself, right? And at the end of that study, as people come through that and they say, "I want to follow Jesus," Bible League is there through WAVA to be able to say, "We want to give you a Bible in the Swahili language." And so that's what happened. About 100 people came to Christ. Two of those, Greg, former witch doctors who at one time sought to harm this boy. I mean, that's what our God is up to around the world, deep in the remote recesses of Tanzania, Africa. There may be wild baboons wanting to attack, but I can tell you God is at work. Greg, God's at work. Bible League gets to be a part of this, and we're simply asking today, WAVA listeners, we know at Bible League you love the Lord, you love his word, you love his world, and this is another opportunity today to bless at least 100 new believers. There's about 112, Greg, that have come to faith. We want to bless them with the Word of God in the Swahili language. And during this Easter week, it is why we're doing this kingdom business.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, every Bible that's put in the hands of these folks who are really hungry for it, it impacts 12 more people. So, folks, again, $20, 20 Bibles, $100, 50 Bibles, $250, 100 Bibles, $500, and we want to get that, you know, that final 1,700 today. We've got a Bible for Bible match. All that is possible till 6 o'clock today. So please call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673, or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. I love how, you know, this is just so simple. I mean, basically what we're saying is let the Word of God do its work. And you're talking about putting the Word of God in people's hands in their language. It can't be any more simple than that and any more incredible than that, right?
Well, you know, Greg, people ask, how do you do it for $5 a Bible? I mean, in an age of inflation, Mike, aren't you going to come on here and tell us it's $8? You know, the average cost is about $5 a Bible. Our budget last year was about $29 million. Greg, we reached $2.9 million by the grace of God with the gospel. And so it takes about $10 a person to introduce them to Jesus and to bring them along, primarily because we work through the under-resourced church. There's no government funds. There's no big endowment that funds Bible League. It's the WAVA listening family and many others like it that keep us going, and we're so grateful for that. But, you know, gone are the days where we'd print a Bible here in the States, stick it on a ship, pray it gets there in 6 months. What we do is we work with printers around the world where it's safe to do so, where it makes sense. And as we overcome financial constraints like the one we're facing right now, right, the equivalent of $35,000 for Bibles, when we meet this goal, we're able to say, fire up the presses. We need Bibles in Mandarin. We need them in the Arabic language. We need them in Swahili. So that's how we're able to do it so economically. But, Greg, we could not do what we do without the WAVA listening family. And you've been with us for 30 years, and on the other side of the break, I'd love to come back and thank some more folks who are getting involved with this thing. You know, we're about 75% of the way to our goal. We set together as two ministries. Can we bless nearly 7,000 Bibleist believers that we know by name at Bible League? And today, listeners, you've taken care of 5,000, the first 5,000 on their way. We've got 1,700 to go. Greg, I'd love to be there by 6 o'clock tonight. Is that ambitious, brother?
I think we can, because I think we almost blew through that last time. So let's see if we can do it today. That, you know, so let's just start with it. 20 Bibles, $100. 50 Bibles, $250. 100 Bibles, $500. We can do that. And then there's the Bible for Bible match. Folks, again, right now, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. We'll be back in just a minute to talk more about putting the Bible in the language of the people in their very hands this Eastertide. I'm Greg Seltz. Back in a minute.
Sometimes the most compelling stories come from the most unexpected places. Picture this. You're just a 14-year-old boy, abruptly awakened by a solemn priest at your boarding school. Your father's been shot, and you're rushed to his side in Los Angeles. But as you stand by his bedside, witnessing his final moments, you can't shake the memories of another tragedy years before, when your uncle, the president, met a similar fate. As you journey back, the train moves sluggishly, every inch weighed down by a nation mourning your father's loss. Life throws curveballs, and for Robert Kennedy Jr., it was a journey marked by highs and lows. His story is one of resilience, tragedy, and redemption. The Real RFK Jr., the most important documentary of the year. Witness his incredible journey and his legacy. For a limited time, watch it free at the RFKmovie.com. The Real RFK Jr., a story that needs to be told. Visit the RFKmovie.com now.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
off. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Rich Lee here. The Fall Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise with Alistair Begg is on sale now. You heard me right. This cruise experience happens this year, September 21st through September 28th, 2024. Imagine experiencing Alistair Begg as never before for 7 days in Canada and New England. You'll experience a week of awe and spiritual renewal within this storied landscape. Life change will happen. Whether listening to dynamic messages from Alistair Begg, being spiritually refreshed, spending time with loved ones, enjoying God's creation, or starting new friendships. Take it from me, as I've been on many great cruises, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise with Alistair Begg. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. 5519 or book online at deeperfaithcruise.com.
Hebrews 13:3 says we should remember those in prison as if we were in prison with them. We'll help you know how to pray for persecuted Christians right here on WAVA this coming Sunday at 1:30 p.m. on the Voice of the Martyrs radio.
Join us for the Voice of the Martyrs radio every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. on Life Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
For tonight, clearing skies, breezy, tonight's low 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, and milder with a high of 63. Saturday, mainly cloudy. We'll see periods of rain in the afternoon. Expect a high Saturday of 61. Plan with confidence. Check with AccuWeather.com often and download the free AccuWeather app today. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm forecaster Drew Shannon.
Because of your kind help, we are able to do the great work for the Lord. Sometimes you may not know what is happening here, you may not see it with your eyes, but God is doing great work. Through your donation, through your prayers, and God is doing great work in India and Sri Lanka. So we want to just say thank you so much for your loving kindness and what you are doing for God's work in this land.
Wow. You know, Michael, I love to hear the testimonies again, because these are people where they're just saying, we love Jesus, and it would be so incredible to have his word in our hands. We take that for granted so much, I think, here in America, because many of us have 2, 3, 4, 5 Bibles in our houses. And these are folks who are saying, just give us one. We'll even share it around. We'll even pass it around. I'm here talking about meeting this initiative, putting the Bible in the hands of folks who really desire it, talking with Michael Woolworth. Welcome back, Michael.
Hey, Greg. Great to be with you on Monday, Thursday. Really appreciate the WAVA listening family. You know, we've set a goal to bless 7,000 Bible-less believers. These are men, women, children that we know by name around the world in the regions of Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America. And Greg, this wonderful listening family, through wonderful giving, through Passport Auto and others, again, through far reaches of the listening area, we're at 5,000 Bibles. I don't know what the percentage is, 70%, I believe. But 1,700 to go. We would like to wrap up as quickly as we can. There's a Bible for Bible match, Greg. We have friends at Bible League that have said, hey, Michael, Greg, let's share these stories and work toward this goal. We're going to double every single gift in an age of inflation, also tax season upon us. And so we're grateful for that. Let me say thanks to Daniel of Jefferson, Maryland. He says, I'm in for 20 Bibles. Rochelle of D.C., she said, I'm in for 10. In the last few moments, Susan of Herndon, Virginia, a gift of 6 Bibles. Peter of Winchester, Virginia, a gift of 20 Bibles. And then Jonathan of Ashburn, VA, says, Michael, Greg, I'm in for 40 Bibles, a $200 gift today. And so, again, that's why we're at this point. 5,000 Bibles are taken care of. Again, 5,000 believers that have been praying for a Bible, Greg. They go without what is so basic to the Christian faith. And I think of the scripture in Matthew 28, where Mary and others, they're running toward the tomb on Easter morning, right? And they're met with the message, he's not here. He's risen, just as he said. To think that the believers that we're talking about in our time together have never read that verse. In fact, they've never read a single scripture in their own Bibles because they don't own them. But enter the WAVA listening family again. 5,000 out the door, 1,700 to go. And Greg, I want to give you an intimate look into the lives of 100 former Hindus in the country of India. The man you just heard from, Ramesh, is a pastor there. He's an itinerant pastor, kind of drifts between India and Sri Lanka. And Greg, as he said, you may not always know what God is doing in that part of the world, but he's here to tell you today, God's at work, and he's the pastor. He was the pastor of a woman in this next story I want to share. Hers is both a story of tragedy and hope. But Greg, our phone lines are open right now at 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. That's the iconic toll-free number that we've had all 30 years that we have worked with WAVA. And listeners, you have definitely lit up the phone lines over the years. But again, 800-YES-WORD. Or just go to the WAVA.com website. You can click the Bible League banner. 2-minute transaction in either place, but an eternity of benefits for those on the receiving end. Again, $5 sends a Bible. How many can you send today? Greg, let me tell you about a young lady by the name of Lalitha. Her story is very similar to other young women in the country of India. She was raised in the coastal region of that country. This is the most populated country in the world right now. I don't know if you knew this. They've overtaken China. When China relaxed their family size restrictions, India has now taken the top spot. They are the most populated country in the world. But she was raised in the coastal region of India, raised a strict Hindu. At age 14, she was forced into an arranged marriage to a man that she really didn't know, a man she didn't love. And when he died tragically about 2 years into that marriage in a terrible car accident, she was left virtually homeless because she and her family were part of the lower social strata there, the caste system. She was forced into human trafficking, prostitution by the drug cartel in that part of India, lived in utter hopelessness for several years, Greg. It wasn't until a Christian woman, somebody who had been rescued herself from human trafficking, brought her to a place of safety, introduced her to Jesus, and taught her to share her faith with others through the ministry of Bible League. And long story short, Lalitha would go on to lead 98, the number is 98, former Hindus in that part of India before she died tragically of HIV/AIDS, something that she was afflicted with during those years in human trafficking. But God chose to do something very beautiful with Lalitha's life. And we can step into the story of these believers, 98, and the number is growing. They're sharing their faith with others. But that's what our God is doing in some of the most difficult of circumstances around the world. So it's a joy for me to come. I know some of the, you know, the details of these stories are tragic, right? But they're also hope-filled, and we can, this Easter week, we can celebrate that that's what our God is doing in the world. So there's a need right now for a little north of 100 Bibles associated with this story in India. And Greg, it is why we're here doing this kingdom business. I can tell you it'll be a great joy to let these Christians know the Bibles you're praying for, they're coming, they're on their way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and all we at this point, when they're saying all we need is 100 Bibles, we can be part of that solution. You know, faith comes by hearing, the Bible says. But boy, faith is strengthened when you can read it for yourself. And so $50, 10 Bibles, $250, 50 Bibles, $100, 20 Bibles, $500, 100 Bibles. And the goal today is 1,700, and they will be reading these things for themselves in their own language. Folks, you can be a part of that solution right now. 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673. Or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. You know, again, when we talk about what can happen when the Word of God is unleashed, And so if people are hearing about this Jesus, and like I just said before, you know, faith comes from hearing about this, because there's nobody like him, and the Spirit actually moves and transforms hearts when the word is preached. But isn't it also great that people can then study it, you know, really inwardly, you know, digest that word as they read it for themselves? That's what we're being a part of. That's what we're doing today, isn't it, Michael?
Well, think about this, Greg, in our own quiet time. And, you know, people ask me, okay, Michael, you've been at this for a number of years. Greg, I know your ministry has taken you around the world. They'll ask me, what does it mean for you personally? You know, there's not a morning that I open my Bible, Greg, that I don't thank God that I have his word in my own language at a level I can understand. And as I think about, the enemy and just kind of the day-to-day of life, what happens? Well, he rushes you, pushes you, frightens you, confuses you, condemns you, right? But when you open the pages of Scripture, and I know we can all attest to this as maturing believers, what does God do through his word? He stills us, right? He leads us. He enlightens us. He reassures us, encourages us. I know when my mom passed away last year, you know, the fact that she's a believer was of great comfort to us. That word also encourages us. It comforts us, convicts where needed, right? And that's what we're doing for these believers today. They really could not do for themselves, Greg, what we're able to do today. I mean, it really is that dramatic. I mean, if not for the WAVA listening family, I mean, these 5,000 believers that now can count on God's word to land in their laps, if you will, it wouldn't happen without the WAVA listening family. So we'd like to take care of the final 1,700. Greg, I'd love to do that before we wrap up at 6 o'clock today. And there are friends of Bible League that have said, we're with you, we're for you, we're going to double every single gift. So in an age of inflation and tax season, let that be an encouragement to you. We've had incredibly generous giving by Passport Auto, and that's kind of why we're at this point. 5,000 Bibles on their way, the final 1,700. We'd love to take care of just as quickly as possible. But, Greg, make no mistake about it. We are feeding heart-hungry believers today, and it'll be a joy to let them know those Bibles are coming. Let me thank a few others. Brenda of Mechanicsburg, Maryland, says, I'm in for 10 Bibles. Anthony of Alexandria, Virginia, says, count me in for 12. Michael and Greg, Rosemary of Rose Falls, of Falls Church, says, I'm in for 20. Count me in for 20 Bibles. And in the last few moments, Clifford of Brentwood, Maryland, a one-time gift, $250, Greg, that's enough for 50 Bibles. Wow. And then we're going to double each one of those gifts because of this Bible for Bible match.
You know, I thought what you were going to say when you were talking about reading your devotions, isn't it amazing that you're reading, you know, in the still of the morning or the still of the evening, and it's exactly what you needed to hear that day, you know, how it miraculously seems to work that way. Well, a lot of folks would love to be able to just do that, and that's what we're talking about doing today. Folks, again, one Bible, $5, 20 Bibles, $100, 50 Bibles, $250, 100 Bibles, $500. Let's get this 1,700 Bible goal. All you have to do is be part of that solution by clicking on the Bible League banner at WAVA.com or call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. And like you said, Michael, it only takes a few minutes, right?
Well, we train our operators to get you on, get you off very, very quickly. That online portal, it's quick, it's safe, it's secure. Yeah, about 2 minutes. And, Greg, again, as I say, all of us at Bible League, we're grateful for this outpouring of support. Let's not rest on our laurels yet. I mean, we've come a long way, again, in an age of inflation and tax season, but would love to get this done as quickly as we can, Greg. It's a great joy to be on with you this Easter week as we think about Maundy Thursday, you know, Jesus, you know, serving, you know, the sons of the earth, if you will, you know, serving the wine and the bread, the condescending attitude of our Lord, right? And right. I think a lot of these believers that are asking for our help today, they're not asking us to pray for an end to their suffering. They're simply asking for the Word of God. As you say, you know, that nourishment that comes only from the Word that we enjoy is what we're giving to these believers half a world away today.
Well, folks, we'll get you on, we'll get you off, and we will get that word out. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD. Click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. I'm Greg Sells. We'll be back in just a minute.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson says it's agreed to a multi-million dollar settlement with the state of Mississippi. That's according to a Bloomberg News report today. The state had sued J&J for not including warning labels on its talc-based baby powder products that they could pose potential cancer risks. The state was originally seeking upwards of $6 billion in damages. The Bloomberg report also said that a non-jury trial is expected to take place next month. And a calculation mistake by the U.S. Department of Education could impact potentially hundreds of thousands of student aid applications. According to reports, there's been issues with the 2024 and 2025 Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, forms, which sent incorrect data to colleges. The Federal Student Aid Office says they've identified an issue for about 200,000 students, but that it wasn't clear just yet when they would be reprocessed or recalculated. The issue could delay admission decisions for many of the impacted students. Checking Wall Street, stocks continue to trade lackluster. That's Your Money Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
You may believe in God, but do you have religion or a relationship? A lot of us get that mixed up. We think that by having religion, we're okay with God. We attend church, we say the right things, but being right with God is not about being religious. It's about having a living and vital personal relationship with Him. Jesus Christ made it possible. He's God's Son, and He came to earth to live the perfect life that we couldn't live, and then He died the death that we deserved because of our sins. Before Jesus came, being religious meant trying to please God by our own efforts. But after He came, being a follower of Jesus meant having a personal relationship with God. To find out more about how to begin a personal relationship with God through Jesus, do you have religion or a relationship? Call 888-NEED-HIM, 888-NEED-HIM, or click chataboutjesus.com.
And welcome back. This is The Drive Home, but this is also a special initiative of Bible League International, where we're trying to put the Scripture into the hands of people who know Jesus, who love Jesus, but can't read Him for themselves. And, you know, Michael, we've been talking about this. It's Maundy Thursday, an incredible moment, an incredible day in the church, the life of the church. If we were to read the text for tonight, it'd say, on the night when He was betrayed. And I always tell people, on the night when their grip on Him slips, His grip on them strengthens. He says, take, eat, this is My body. Take, drink, this is My blood. I've got you. And so we can read in the Bible. You know, He is our Savior. He is the Good Shepherd. He's the way, the truth, and the life. These things are written so that we can know this Jesus as the Messiah and know and believe in Him. And that's what we're doing. We're talking about meeting people's need who yearn to know this Jesus by having the Word in their hands. Tell us again how this is happening all around the world.
Well, great to be with you today. You know, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, when one part of the body suffers, we suffer together. And that's exactly what's happening today is the WAVA listening family is suffering right along with thousands of Bibleist believers around the world, again, who in the day-to-day cannot open their Bibles and be reminded of God's precious promise. So one Bible is what? It's an answer to a prayer, right? By a Bibleist believer. We've seen 5,000 answers to prayer. We're just north of that, Greg. And again, we want to be at 6,700. That's the exact number that we've decided on as two ministries, Bible League and WAVA. And again, it happens with every call and with every click. We're at 75% of that goal. Praise the Lord. Let me take you to Mozambique, Africa. Before that, I do that, though, Greg, we've been sharing a lot of needs today, you know, from the Middle East. We're going to head to China in next hour. We've taken you to different parts of the world. But I also want you to hear the reaction of a senior saint who went years without a Bible. But when it finally came, Greg, the man's name is Joseph. He's a pastor on the continent of Africa. I want you to share this before I take you to Mozambique. And listen to what he says she does. She doesn't merely say thank you. Greg, here's the reaction of the senior saint when she finally received her own Bible.
We were in a place called Mpumalanga. The lady there is about 62 years or so. She literally cried. She knelt down and she cried. At the age of 60, she never had a Bible. It is so much fulfilling just to see people like her rejoicing and being so gracious when they receive their Bibles.
Yeah, Greg, I've been there on the front lines. I mean, I've given out Bibles on behalf of WAVA. I've seen people cry. They've danced. They've shouted. And in the moment, I can't help but think how sacrificially this listening family has given over 30 years of partnership with the Bible League. And the result is, I think our estimate is easily 500,000 Bibleist believers now have God's Word. They're using those Bibles to make much of our Lord and to point others to the hope of the gospel. And let me say thanks to Mike of Lovettsville, Virginia. He says, I'm in for 120 Bibles, a $600 gift. Julius of Alexandria, a gift of a dozen Bibles. Alejandro of Woodbridge says, I'm in for four Bibles. Angel of Gambrills, Maryland, count me in for 60, Michael and Greg. So that's kind of why we're moving toward this goal of 6,700 Bibles. And Greg, let me wrap up our hour together by taking your listeners to Mozambique. Mozambique, a country in Eastern Africa, very important to the production of electric cars. They mine quite a bit of the minerals that are needed in that process. That's the part of the world that we're talking about, Mozambique, just off the Indian Ocean. Let me tell you about Tembe. He is the grandson of the village witch doctor. So growing up, he really had no idea who Jesus is, no inkling about what Christianity was all about. But he eventually married. He and his wife had two sons. Those sons went missing one day. They put together a search party and found that they had been murdered at the hands of Tembe's own grandfather in his world of demons and child sacrifice. That put Tembe and his wife in a terrible, terrible depression. It wasn't until the Christian friend invited them to come learn about the hope of the gospel through a Bible study from Bible League. I mean, week in, week out, they would come and they would hear what Jesus is all about, right? What's the gospel message? And that brought them from the grips of depression. They have learned to forgive the grandfather. There's no relationship there, Greg, but they've learned to forgive him. Where do you find that, people ask? Well, it's the hope of the gospel, isn't it? God gives you the strength not to move on. How do you move on from your own children right. being murdered by your grandfather? But God can give the strength to move forward in life. And so these two have been instrumental in about 200 people coming to Christ there in Mozambique, Africa. Greg, that's our God at work in the world. I don't always wake up and wonder what's going on in Mozambique, Africa, but God has not forgotten. And through the ministry of Bible League, through his glorious work through this ministry, through a week-by-week Bible study, people are learning to embrace the hope of the gospel. They're leaving all the isms of the world you've heard us talk about today and embrace Jesus. And what a joy for me to be able to circle back to these 200 believers involved in this particular story and let them know, hey, the Bibles you're praying for, they're coming, they're on their way this Easter week.
Wow. It's so, you know, important. A lot of times when I talk to people about faith or about Jesus, they have all these opinions about who he is. And I say, well, why don't you just read it for yourself? And it's amazing. I mean, I think even C.S. Lewis was just told to read the New Testament. Don't have any opinions. Just read it first and see what happens.
Yeah.
And that's the power of God, where they actually say, I've never heard about anybody like this Jesus. And that's what we're doing today, folks. One Bible, $5. 20 Bibles, $100. 50, $250. 100 Bibles, $500. And one Bible in those people's hands impacts another 12 people. You can be part of that work this Monday, Thursday. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-YES-WORD. Or click on the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. Any more thoughts in this first hour before we go to break?
Well, let me mention a handful of names, Greg. I'll do this quickly. These are three people praying for Bible. Sabella's in the Middle East. She's mid-20s, overcame illiteracy a couple of years ago because, frankly, she had been withheld in education. She's praying for a Bible. Rohan is in India. When he came to Christ, he was beaten by extremists. More than anything, though, he is praying for a Bible. And then Washi and her husband are in communist China. They have two children. They're livestock farmers. And they want to raise them to know and love Jesus in a part of the world where it is nearly impossible to find a Bible. And then, Greg, some folks doing something about it. They're called the WAVA Listening Family. Tom of Indian Head, 10 Bibles. Thank you, William of Bristow, Virginia, for your gift. Teresa of Potomac Falls, a gift of $1,000. 200 Bibles, Greg. Each one will be double because of this Bible for Bible match. We're at 75% of our goal. 5,000 Bibles out the door, Greg. We'd love to take care of the remaining 1,700. Can we do it over the next hour? I believe we can.
I think so, too. You know, even if it's $5 for one Bible, folks, it makes such a huge difference. All you have to do is call 800-YES-WORD. 20 Bibles, $100. 50 Bibles, $250. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing what the WAVA listeners are here to do today. So, again, 1-800-YES-WORD, 937-9673, or click the Bible League banner at WAVA.com. We will be back in just a moment. I'm Gregory Seltz.
Need a plumber? Need drain cleaning? Toilets not working? Call A-Action for Plumbing. Our plumbing team is awesome and clean. Call 703-922-1900.
Share, like, comment, tweet. Are these foreign terms to your business? They may not be to your competition and the reason you're losing sales. Social media marketing is on the verge of dominating commerce. The right social media strategy can help you slay the competition and gain new customers. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, I'm Mark Finley with Hope Lives 365. Let hope burn in your heart. Let hope lift your spirits. Put a spring in your step. Why can we have hope? Because of the salvation there is so richly given to us in Christ. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works." When we come to Jesus Christ, we are saved by His grace through faith. Our faith reaches up and receives the gift of salvation. We come to Christ as we are, but we don't stay as we are. We're created for good works. If you want to know more about scriptural truth, the Bible teachings, contact us at hopelives365.com.
You can hear Hope Lives 365 with Pastor Mark Finley 7 days a week. Check for program times on WAVA.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
OnePlace.com. Full-length Christian teaching broadcasts, newsletters, free downloads, and more, all online, all free from your favorite ministries. It's the all-new OnePlace.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.